Right now it's time for our Republican American Report time. We bring in Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American, and to talk about some of the stories she has covered and is coming up. Morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall.
Quite a story, that comprehensive recap that you wrote about what was going on at Geer Nursing and Rehabilitation. And we combined that story with the outbreak in Cornwall, possibly due to a Halloween party, and it shows how we still have to keep our guard up.
Absolutely. That's very telling. Yeah, it's been an unfortunate news week for COVID here. Geer has had an outbreak, a breakthrough. It's because all of the patients and staff have been vaccinated, but they had uptick in cases in both segments, and unfortunately, 8 deaths. Talking with Kevin O'Connell, the CEO, I mean, they have followed all protocols and just, you know, are monitoring everything very closely, but it's just very, very sad, and they're hoping that, you know, they can stave off any more outbreaks and keep things controlled. They are working on getting people boosted up and getting their flu shots, and Kevin was quite emphasized that it is totally contained in the nursing and rehab center. It is not anywhere else on the campus, so people should be aware of that.
As we've been talking, all it takes is one person not following the rules, whether it's a visitor of somebody, or it's just one person. And the same thing when you look at what happened in Cornwall, where the 5th and 6th grades now closed for beginning last week for 10 days. You know, we had a service for my sister yesterday at the Interlaken, and masks were optional if you, but they weren't optional for kids. Kids needed the masks, and it worked out fine. Everybody else was vaccinated, but we just felt it was a smart thing to have the kids masked.
Yeah. We still have to take precautions. Obviously, it's still out there, and things are happening, and again, in Cornwall, 5th and 6th graders must stay home for 10 days. Something happened. Somebody at that Halloween gathering, they believe, infected people. So, and, you know, with travel coming up for the holidays, we're not out of it yet, Marshall. That's for sure.
Just common sense. That's all it takes. Nothing extraordinary needed, but common sense.
Common sense. We also attended the hospital meeting in Sharon this past week. There were representatives from the hospital. 15 participants were allowed because of the safety protocols. And they heard loud and clear, you know, people are not happy with the expected closure of the maternity ward and other changes. They're going to be using ICU and use, they call it acuity beds, so that they can change from the very sick to the not so sick, and a couple of other things. But, you know, they stress they cannot go on the way they're going because they're losing so much money, and the hospital will not survive unless this transformation plan is in put into place.
The telling statement was, when they asked a question about what if the state rules against them, and it was an ominous answer, basically.
Yeah. So that has to, they have to go before the state, for both states, actually, for a certificate of need to allow them to change. And the other ominous thing was they said if they're very short-staffed in maternity, and if they cannot find staff, they may close before the 8 to 12 month, 10 month the deadline that they were talking about. So this may come sooner than we expected. And obviously, you know, there were a couple of doctors there who were just, you know, very upset, and several citizens. So again, this is ongoing, and we'll be keeping up on this one.
And they have another meeting this week at the Interlaken.
Right, yes. The 18th from 4 to 5:30. If you haven't registered and want to go, check it in, see if you're available, if you're allowed. Lots of Veterans Day services, always very touching throughout the district. Always nice to see how our veterans are saluted here. And looking ahead, Marshall, I'm kind of empty for the week, not too much going on. We do have on Thursday a P&Z meeting. You know, we're dealing with a large subdivision, 13 lots, and what they call the Northern Gateway here in Kent. That's been very controversial. The hearing is closed, and they will start deliberations on the Thursday. But interestingly enough, some of the members were not reelected who have been working on this for months and months. So some new folks, new faces are going to be there. It's going to be very interesting. And we do have some changes in some of the elections, and I'm interested to see how these new folks work out.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch in Kent, because that really could change on a dime.
Yes, yeah. Well, we're talking 13 houses, a community barn and pool, and another barn, and it's right on Route 7, just as you're leaving town going north. So it is the Northern Gateway, and as I say, there's been a real outcry against it, a lot of people. But, you know, if it meets the regulations, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. And it is a special exception, so they can put conditions on it. But I'm sure there are things coming up, Marshall. You may have to help me this week.
Well, there are a few things. I don't have it in front of me now, but it's still, it's not as busy a week as you would normally have. One thing that is coming up is that Friday Soup Supper, which happens in Salisbury. Once again, it's absolutely free. They have it once a month, and it doesn't only include soup, it includes other things as well. So that's going on this week as well, and the announcements have been made for the different holiday events coming up in Sharon.
Right.
With the once again the green, and having the luminary lights, and also the Christmas tree where you can put donations out at the Sharon Town Hall.
At the Town Hall, the memory tree, right. And there are fairs coming up, many of the churches, stay tuned. I know the Methodist Church in Sharon is having its fair, but no pies this year. I just cannot do that.
Well, it's the same thing in Sharon. No pies, but they will have their bazaar.
Right, and Cornwall had its bazaar this past weekend, so 'tis the season.
Well, two years in a row, though, those pies that they used to sell out in front of Sharon,
mm-hmm.
Sharon Pharmacy, they had lots of pies, and those pies were always sold out within 40 minutes.
Right. Yeah, if you didn't get there in time, you were sorry. So holiday stuff coming up, and as I say, I know there are meetings that I'm sure, and things happening, so it won't be a blank slate the way my calendar looks right now, I promise.
All right. Ruth, have a good week, and we'll speak to you next Monday.
Okay, Marshall. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com on the web.